Next patient is Wanda Beresniova. Wanda is V-A-N-D-A. V-A-N-D-A Beresniova is D-E-R-E-S-N-I-O-V-A. Beresniova, Beresniova. Date of birth is, let's say Beresniova is B as in boy. Next, date of birth is 9/19/39. Date of visit is 7/25/23. Next paragraph, history, present illness. This is a, I'm sorry, please make copy for Delania Donahue. That is D-E-L-A-Y-N-A, Delina. D as in David, D-E-L-A-Y-N-A, Donahue, D-O-N-O-H-U-E, A-P-R-N. Dear Delina, thank you for sending Wanda Beresniova for pulmonary evaluation. Next, history present illness. This is a 84-year-old lady with a past history of COPD, on home O2 at 3 liters. History of dementia, hypertension, CHF, and history for rheumatoid arthritis and anxiety. Disorder has been short of breath with activity. Period. The patient has leg swelling as well, but denies chest pains. The history is mostly taken from her daughter, who is present here, since the patient has dementia and memory loss. She has had trouble sleeping at night, and she has had no nausea, vomiting, reflux symptoms, or leg or calf muscle pain. Next paragraph, past history, the patient's past history. Past history has been significant for rheumatoid arthritis and anxiety. And history of dementia, next paragraph. Oh, I'm sorry, can you also mention the patient had a history for a left pleural effusion and was admitted to Halifax Medical Center 2 months ago and had a thoracentesis done. The pleural fluid was negative for malignant cells and the cultures were negative for bacteria or fungi. Next paragraph. Habits, the patient has been exposed to secondhand smoke and denies smoking. Gun down, Next paragraph. Next paragraph. Allergies, no drug allergies. Next paragraph. Family history. Mother had a history of rheumatoid arthritis and died at an elderly age. Father also died of old age at age 96. Next paragraph. System review. The patient has fatigue and has had weight loss. She has no glaucoma cataracts, so no vertigo, hoarseness, and no urinary frequency or hematuria. She has asthma and she has coughing spells and wheezing. And denies any GI bleed, reflux, diarrhea, or constipation. Denies chest pain, but had palpitations and leg swelling. And has anxiety and depression. There's no easy bruising. She does have joint pains and muscle aches. And she has memory loss and numbness of the extremities and blackout spells. Next paragraph. Medication list included torsemide 20 milligrams daily, losartan 25 milligrams daily, meloxicam 15 milligrams PRN, memantine 5 milligrams BID, Xanax 0.25 milligrams BID PRN, Eliquis 2.5 milligrams BID, budesonide nebs 0.5 milligrams BID, and formoterol nebs BID, metoprolol 50 milligrams BID. Next. Physical exam this average built elderly female who is confused, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure is 24/60, pulse is 105, respiration 22, temps 97.8, weight is 137, saturation is 90. HEND and non-phthalic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Next, supplement, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions and occasional bibasal crackles. Heart, the answers are irregular, so an S2 with a systolic murmur 2/6 at the apex. No S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities real 1+ edema with varicosities, decreased peripheral pulses. Reflex of the 1+ with no gross motor absence. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin no lesions observed. Next paragraph, verse number one. Yes. Chronic dyspnea with the. CHF. Number two is left pleural effusion. Number three is ASHD. Number four is hypertension. Number five. COPD, and number six, dementia, and number seven is atrial fibrillation. Next paragraph, plan the patient will be. Advised to get a chest X-ray, PA and lateral. And if there's a recurrence of the left pleural effusion, she may need a repeat thoracentesis. She also was advised to continue the O2 at nights at 2 liters and during the day as needed with exertion. She will use the nebulized Duonep. Nebulized budesonide solution, 0.5 milligrams BID, and then the formoterol, 20 micrograms NEBS BID. And also add Atrovent NEBS, 0.5 milligrams BID PRN. The patient will continue diuretic therapy, including torsemide, 20 milligrams a day. CBC complete metabolic profile, TSH, and coag profile to be done. And a follow-up visit to be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this conversation. Copy for Delaina Donahue, D. E-L-A-Y-N-A, D as in David, D-E-L-A-Y-N-A, Donahue, D-O-N-O-H-U-E, A-P-R-N. Thank you for this conversation. Thank you.